You are listening to the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast, the number one podcast in the world for leaders who want to be the best. Each episode is designed to help you recognize and overcome your leadership challenges and achieve great success at your work. This episode is brought to you by your host, Payal Nanjiani, a world-renowned leadership expert, executive coach, and author known for her leadership talks, corporate training, and executive coaching. To know more about Payal, visit her website, www.payalnanjiani.com.
Welcome to the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast. This is your host, Payal Nanjiani, and each week we bring you an inspiring thought leader from around the world to help you unlock the success within you and for you to become a great leader. Thanks for joining me today. We have with us in the studio a passionate and inspiring business leader, best-selling author, keynote speaker, podcast host, and award-winning entrepreneur, Mr. Nick Johnson. He is the co-founder and MD at EGN Executives Global Network, Singapore, Malaysia, and Indonesia, Southeast Asia's largest confidential peer group network, providing more than 800 senior executives and business owners a safe haven to share their challenges, receive support, and learn from each other. Nick is deeply passionate about physical health, mental health, and emotional health awareness and believes that well-being is crucial for leaders to perform at their best. Nick is also a 2021 Top 1% World Age Group Triathlon Athlete by Ironman, which has taught him the importance of resilience and a goal-driven mindset. Nick's efforts have been recognized by the prestigious Entrepreneurs 100 Award 2021 for growing EGN's member database by 325% and also named Asia Pacific's 50 leading lights of world kind on World Kindness Day in 2021. And he joins us today to talk about executive loneliness. Nick, welcome to the podcast. It is such an honor and a privilege to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much, Payal, for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And I have not read a lot about you. I know you've accomplished so much. So tell us a little bit about your backstory. What got you to, into this position of EGN and starting this off? How did you land up here?
Well, I was born in Sweden, educated in Australia, and then I spent the last 20 years living and working in Southeast Asia. And I worked my way up the ladder, the corporate ladder, starting as an executive, and in the end I was a general manager, managing director, managing big companies and so on. As I'm looking back at my career, I realized that I could feel quite isolated, quite lonely in my decision. As they say, it's lonely at the top. And yeah. I made a transition 7-8 years ago from the corporate world, then into EGN, where we organize confidential peer groups for senior executives and business owners so they should have a safe space to discuss the challenges they have. Basically, to offer what I felt as an executive that I didn't have. So that's what I'm doing these days.
Wow, that's nice. So how was the transition? Like, you were working first and then setting up your own. How was that transition?
Well, I felt never at home in the big corporate jobs. I realized that, I was sitting in many meetings, just listening, speaking 2 minutes in an hour, and it was just a lot of time waste. So I wanted something more hands-on, more entrepreneurial, more closer to more action, basically. So it was always my dream to make the move. It was not easy. It took a while to get established, and also being more on your own, of course, you don't have a safe income anymore. You have to work much, much longer hours. So it was not hard. But now, a few years into it, it's getting better.
I can so resonate with you. In 2007 or 2008, when I left corporate America, to get into the field of coaching and speaking on leadership, I can so resonate with what you said. The entire transition is hard. And because a lot of people feel that it's easy to be an entrepreneur. But like you said, initially, there was so much of work that time has absolutely no boundaries, And that's when you realize the difference between what you're doing right now and what you were. So I think that's a fantastic way that you've taken that leap. Coming back to your setting up EGN, and when did you realize the importance of dealing with this topic of executive loneliness?
Yeah, so as I was inside these peer group meetings, and they are confidential, everyone is signing a non-disclosure agreement and so on. So therefore, they feel that it is a safe space. They feel the trust with others, and they're opening up. And as I attended, hundreds of these meetings, I started to listen and hearing patterns about the isolation, the pain many people were feeling. And just at that time, also, life happened to me as it does to everyone. And I went through some difficult times at my end. I went through a divorce and so on. And I also then started to feel isolated. And I was reflecting more and more about that. And I made a survey of the members then to find out about the isolation and feeling of loneliness and so on, and stress and anxiety. And I was quite shocked with the findings there. So that's what started this. What now is a book and a best-selling book on executive
Yeah.
loneliness, simply because I realized I wasn't the only one who was going through these difficult times.
So I read about you, and somewhere you have also written that you yourself have been through these low periods of stress, depression. Can you talk a little bit about that, and how did you come out of it successfully?
Yeah, so basically, I've always been quite a disciplined person, looking after my health, eating well, exercising, and so on. And what happened in 2015, 16, and around there, I lost my discipline, and I basically changed my healthy diet for more fast food, and then my exercise routine moved to becoming instead a visit to the bar after work, catching up with friends there. So I slowly shifted basically my friendships from healthy ones to unhealthier relationships, and slowly putting on weight and drinking more alcohol during this time. And I didn't realize it, but it was a slippery slope. And after 2, 3 years, I was in a very bad state. And the combination then of the feelings going through divorce and not eating well, not sleeping well, not exercising, really brought me to my knees. And I looking back, I'm really, alerted with how easy it can happen. We don't realize it. And
Yeah.
it was only the wake-up call when a friend of mine died of suicide that I managed to firmly break out of this.
Wow. I think so many of us, we are so engrossed in our work life. We get so engrossed in the everyday world. We forget that, we are going down the slippery slope. We don't take care of our health, mental and physical. We tend to give so much of focus on things which are actually diminishing our well-being rather than enhancing it. So this is excellent. And I like that how you said you've written the whole book on it. So in your experience now, what actually causes loneliness and burnout or stress in a leader's life or in an executive's life?
Well, there's multiple factors, but nothing is more damaging than not having anyone to speak to. And I think it's typical for senior executives then, or perhaps business owners as well, because we feel that we should have the answers. We are so busy. We don't want to bother perhaps the people around us. We don't want to talk
Yeah.
to our partners, our boss about the challenges that we are feeling. And that's, looking back, that's how I felt many times I left the office. And instead of picking up the phone, calling a coach, or looking up some network where I could discuss the challenges and solve them, I left the office with an isolating feeling, went to the bar, catching up with some friends, having a good time. And when I came back in the office the next day, the issues were still there. So I had not dealt with a core
Yeah.
issue. And that is what I realize many people are doing. They just don't find the right people to share the challenges with and solve them.
Absolutely. And loneliness, I mean, like they always say, it's lonely at the top. I think loneliness, whether in professional life, personal life, it really kills you. It just brings you down to your knees. That's how I have seen it with the executives, and would love to have you also speak a little bit about it, that this loneliness, like you said, they don't have anyone to talk with. Is it because of the status quo? Is it because they feel that they would be judged if they would ask for help, or if they would ask for suggestions?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much stigma around this, and especially if you are a leader, if you're a leader in a big company, I mean, who do you talk to? Do you go to your boss and open up? No. And do you go to your direct reports who are below you? You're there to drive them, motivate them, and to open up there can be quite challenging. So what we need to be as leaders, we need to be proactive about this and creating these pockets of safe spaces. And I always talk about the personal and the professional side. If we look at the personal side, we need to have some close friends who we can define with, some who we can open up if we're not well. We can have a personal coach, a life coach, or someone. But on the corporate side, we need to also look after ourselves because that's where we have the huge pressure sometimes. And there we need to have perhaps an executive coach who we can speak with. We need to have maybe belong to a mastermind group or a peer group, what I organize, where you can feel safe, where you can be yourself, where you open up. And why I say we need to be proactive about this, because once you're under extreme pressure and you are stressed and you're feeling almost burnt out, no one at that state will reach out. So you need to build up all these safety networks in the good times so that you naturally, it's just you're coming into these meetings anyway because it's part of your schedule, and therefore you will open up and you will have the support you need.
So how does one overcome this loneliness, and how do you just overcome this in your professional life, personal life, whatever?
So if we have then proactively built up all these safe spaces personally and professionally, then it's about vulnerability. And I'm talking a lot about in my book the training the vulnerability muscle by building trust in your relationship, opening up more and more about how you're feeling about things and not being scared of asking for help. So it's really to use your relationships and your network and asking for help and really, really getting on top of that. And I know for, again, this is something that, many times vulnerability is seen as a weakness among leaders. And it's about practicing this and realizing that it is a strength, because who are you to think that you have all the answers? If you instead surround yourself with good people and you keep asking the right questions, then you will get the answers and you will feel connected because you are not sitting on the problems by yourself. So that's really how you snap out of the loneliness and the isolation.
So when you said reach out and build a network and have some help, at what level are we looking at this? Because like you said, that they are not able to speak with the people who are their direct reports. So who are these people we are looking at for help or for a network?
So it can be on a one-on-one basis. I recommend any business leader, entrepreneur to have a coach, someone who you can talk to when you're feeling stressed and issue, but even proactively build this up and have the relationship to set goals for your career and making sure. So that's on a one-on-one basis. But for groups, mastermind groups are everywhere, or peer groups, peer networks like we run. But if we look at masterminds, you can set it up by yourself also. Look at some people who are at your career level, similar jobs, and find some people you like, and you can even start meeting up every second week or once a month over a coffee or a dinner with some people, and just taking turns and going around the circle. Everyone share what's going on, just so you're building up your support network. And there's so much readings online how to set up a mastermind group. And otherwise, if you're in Singapore, Indonesia, and Malaysia, where I'm running these groups, anyone can ping me.
EGN, yes. What's the group called? Is it EGN Group or?
EGN, yeah, that's the
Okay.
network that I'm running. Yeah.
Nice. That's absolutely fantastic. What about workplace? How do they create a culture where they can promote togetherness, and where there is a lot of focus on mental health, and it is open to, and it is okay to say that I am not okay. How have you been working on this?
I would say that this has to start at the top. You cannot expect your middle managers or new employees suddenly coming in a company and opening up about the challenges. It just won't happen. They will first come in and look around and see what's the culture look like. So as a leader, you have to be vulnerable. That doesn't mean that you have to throw everything out to everyone, what's going on in your life. Some things might not need to be shared, but you need to show that you are human. You need to show them that life is happening to you as well, and that things are there. You also need to show that you don't have all the answers, and asking the right questions to your various department and teams, and give them a chance to come back to you, and just show that you're human, and build up these relationships in your teams. And it can be anything from on a one-by-one basis with your key team members, but also in open houses that you might have in your company, or all hands meetings and so on, that where you just show that you're human and sharing some stories. And that's what I done now in my work. And I feel connected with my team members. I'm completely transparent with them. They know if I'm not feeling well or if I have some issues, I will come and ask them for help. And I'm not shy about that.
Wow. And like you said, human, you know, I think we have become so target oriented, so oriented towards our numbers and our goals and our accomplishments. We do tend to forget that everybody is a human. So that human touch element, because I believe a lot in it. In fact, in a lot of my books, I have written that it's time that we humanize leadership, we humanize the workplace. And I think that's a fantastic place to start from. That And just listening to you, Nick, it doesn't seem very hard to do this. You just have to treat people like humans, you know, and it's nothing difficult. It's so doable and so simple.
Absolutely. And it's also about doing some things with your team members, catching up for that informal coffee, lunch, or go out for a walk together with the team members if you can. And why, especially when we live in this virtual world. I have employees working all over Southeast Asia, but when I do travel, we try to make an effort and we catch up maybe for a dinner together and so on, just to meet face to face and break the ice. Again, as you say, humanize it.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I had read somewhere that, you know, it's not lonely at the top if you take your people with you. And that's exactly what you're, you know, what you're emphasizing. So, Nick, what would be your advice to people who want to succeed in their career life?
Well, it is about, you know, don't go along this journey on your own. It's going to be very painful, even if you make it to the top, just like how I did. I worked my way up to managing director and in a big organizations. But once I was there, I wasn't happy. And that is not the path that I recommend to anyone. There is a different way, and that is already when you're starting, already where you are, get a coach, a mentor also, and look ahead, you know, set some goals and action plans and work towards them. But again, not by yourself, by someone who's holding you accountable. And when it comes to mentors, most organizations, you can ask someone who's more superior inside your senior than you in the company. You can ask HR to provide a support. And externally, again, just look at someone in your network, and they might be honored if you ask them if they can have a mentor call with you, even if it's just half an hour a month. Most people are happy to do that. So it doesn't have to cost money here. And so again, in summary, don't go along this journey by yourself.
Absolutely. And behind you, there is a picture of you cycling. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm blessed now to be back in good health. And since 2018, I'm back, and I'm really, really, really value to get out in the nature. And I realized as I'm aging, I couldn't just run. So I got a bicycle as well. And now that means that I can do triathlons. I'm swimming, cycling and running, which gives a good balance. And in all sports, I'm getting out as much as I can in the nature. And I also balance. Half of my training is basically by myself, which is my own time, almost like my meditation time. I get time to go deep inside myself. And then the rest of the time I join different clubs and associations, because also in our modern society now, we lack human connections. So I force myself to go to swim academies. I join running clubs. I join cycling clubs. So that means that I go out and meet people as well, which I think is so important to feel that we're part of the community.
Wow, that's so good. I think you have now built a very holistic life, which I advocate myself. I'm a lot into yoga, into meditation, into spending time alone, reflecting, you know, and I'm so glad that we connected on this. So this is absolutely great. And, you know, you've shared such great nuggets, Nick. Thank you so much for your time here.
Thank you, Payal. And I'm also a big fan of meditation and mindfulness. And I think that would be more of that in the next chapter of my life. So I'm sure I have a lot to learn from you.
That would be great. That would be absolute great. And I'm going to be in India for some time. So would love for you to come here and explore this this side of meditation and yoga too.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you
Great.
so much for
Great.
today.
Thank you. And this one's for our audience. This is Nick and Payal Nanjiani signing off, wishing you loads of success. God bless.